All right, we are back here on KMBR tonight. Kerry Crowley hanging with you until 10 p.m. Want to remind you, you're listening to KMBR and KMBR FM San Francisco, a Cumulus Media station. As we continue our preview of the 49ers and the Rams, it's time to welcome in someone with a viewpoint from down south in Southern California. He covers the Rams on a daily basis. Nick Cothrell, who covers the Rams for Sports Illustrated. Nick, thank you so much for making some time for us this evening. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me, Kerry. Looking forward to this big matchup.
Yeah, really looking forward to this matchup on Sunday. 49ers, six consecutive wins against the LA Rams. I've asked a lot of different Rams guests throughout the week. How much do you think that this streak is in the heads of someone like Sean McVay, who actually had to answer that question earlier this week, and in the minds of Rams players?
Yeah, like you just mentioned, right? Sean McVay was asked about it, and, you know, he kind of downplayed the question and, you know, rightfully so. That's typically what you're going to do heading into a big game like this. But I think it would be a little naive to think that the 49ers aren't in their heads to some extent. You know, the Rams are going to have confidence. They're playing well right now. But at the same time, you know, they're no stranger to, you know, what the results have been. And quite frankly, the Rams, they haven't been able to beat the 49ers since 2018. So, you know, that's not nothing.
Yeah. We've been talking on this show for the last few weeks. I mean, can you consider this 49ers season a success if they lose to the Dallas Cowboys? Can you consider this 49ers season a success if they lose to the Green Bay Packers? I think that simply by advancing to the NFC title game, the 49ers have proven that it was a success, that sticking with Jimmy Garoppolo was the right decision this year. I'm curious your perspective on the Rams, because they went all in on the 2021 season, going with Matt Stafford, acquiring Von Miller, acquiring Odell Beckham Jr. This is a team that seemingly is all in on the Super Bowl. Can it already be considered a success, or do they have to advance to the Super Bowl to phrase it that way?
You know, I don't want to say it's a failure if they don't, you know, reach the Super Bowl and presumably win it. But it would be, you know, it would be a little bit of a letdown. Like you just mentioned, all the guys that they've brought in and the chips they've moved towards the middle of the table, you know, kind of putting the league on notice that, you know, they're here for one purpose and one person purpose only, to win a Super Bowl. So at the end of the day, that would be the end goal, that to really call it a success. But I don't think you can necessarily say it's a failure if they go into the NFC Championship and lose, given that in the last two seasons, Jared Goff hasn't been able, and just the Rams as a whole, haven't been able to do a whole lot once they get into the playoffs. And they've kind of done that to this point. And the Stafford move, you know, that's a big picture kind of approach to things. He's not just on a one-year deal. So they have him for the future, and that's, you know, kind of how things sit right now.
I wonder, so much talk has been made about the Rams giving up these draft picks for years and years to go out and get established players like a Jalen Ramsey, like a Matt Stafford, like a Von Miller. What does the future look like for the LA Rams beyond this season, independent of whether the 49ers bounce them this year in the NFC Championship game or if they win the Super Bowl? I mean, what do future drafts, what do future cap situations look like for Les Snead, Sean McVay, and company?
They're pretty tight up against the cap. They don't have a whole lot of flexibility in that regard. Though they seem to find ways. They brought in Von Miller when, I mean, no one really thought that was going to be possible, but they were able to kind of work that out with the Broncos. And then in terms of where they sit for draft picks, they have, I want to say, 7 or 8 picks, but all of them come, you know, day two and day three on. So they don't have any first or second rounders, but the Rams have really been able to kind of hit on their late round picks. They found Jordan Fuller, the safety who's just got injured. He's not going to play. He's out. But they found him in the 6th round out of Ohio State. And before he went down with injury, I think he was like 3rd in tackles among safeties and just a really good player. He was calling plays in the back end of the defense for them. So they've really been able to kind of mesh a combination of proven veterans like you spoke about, as well as kind of hidden gems in the back half of the draft. And so far, you know, it's done pretty well for them. They haven't quite been able to get that Super Bowl the last couple of years, so they're hoping this is going to be the year.
It's really funny. You mentioned Jordan Fuller, sixth round out of Ohio State, turning into a difference maker. The 49ers have Dre Greenlaw on their defense, fifth round out of Arkansas. Emmanuel Mosley, almost forgotten about in the draft out of Tennessee. I wonder how you come out of the SEC or the Big Ten, these big name schools these days, and you don't get noticed. Like, I can accept someone coming from Eastern Washington like Cooper Kupp and making a difference in the NFL and, you know, maybe being overlooked by scouts. I don't know how scouts are overlooking these guys in the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yeah, you'd think those would be the guys that they're drawn toward. But, you know, every year there seems to be those guys. And I'm, like you just mentioned, even the 49ers have done pretty good in recent years hitting late in drafts. So I'm sure there'll be more guys that come along this year. And quite frankly, that's going to kind of be something the Rams are going to have to lean on given their cap flexibility.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Nick Cothrell of Sports Illustrated, he covers the Los Angeles Rams, joining us here on KMBR tonight. And Nick, if you're looking at a few matchups that the Rams are looking to exploit this week, we know the 49ers want to get the ball to Deebo Samuel. We know the 49ers want to get the ball to George Kittle. Those are the two offensive players who've had the most success against the Rams defense. What players do the Rams want to exploit on this 49ers defense? And what players do the 49ers potentially have matchup issues with on offense for this Rams team?
I think the Rams really, I mean, obviously they throw the ball downfield a lot. Cooper Kupp has had such a remarkable season, but I think what they're probably looking at is getting Odell Beckham Jr. Going early, and you know, seeing what he can do against a 49ers secondary who, I mean, from my vantage point, I've kind of seen they've been a little up and down, hit and miss at times, and Odell Beckham Jr., he's really delivered since he came over to the Rams, and he's scoring touchdowns, I mean, just about every game over the last 6 weeks. So I think that's going to be one aspect to kind of monitor. But kind of on the flip side, like in seeing how the Rams' defense is going to match up against the offense, it's going to be interesting on what they do to slow down Deebo Samuel because, I mean, as you know, no defense has really been able to.
Yeah, good luck. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. And looking back, Deebo has had over 130 yards and three touchdowns across the two meetings against the Rams this year. So that's going to be quite interesting because no one really has been able to find the answer for that. And, you know, what are they going to do this time? Because the last two meetings haven't gone accordingly in terms of what the Rams have tried out there on defense.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see. You look at the stats that George Kittle and Deebo Samuel have had, and you really understand why the 49ers have dominated the Rams over this series. I do wonder, Nick, in looking at the Rams over the last few weeks, there was the Week 18 collapse in the second half against the 49ers that allowed the San Francisco team to get into the postseason. There was very nearly a collapse against Tampa Bay in the NFC divisional round. The Rams ended up holding on. Matt Gay delivers the game-winning field goal. What commonalities have you seen in the second half from this team the last few weeks that are maybe cause for concern that Sean McVay needs to address this week?
Yeah, it's very interesting, right? Because it seems like there's a trend. But I kind of think they're two separate situations. I think in the game against the 49ers, it seemed like there was, you know, sudden momentum that shifted towards San Francisco, and then the crowd really got into it, and then the Rams were forced going to the silent count, and they all of a sudden it just snowballed on them, and their backs were against the wall. Against Tampa Bay, I think it was more of not taking care of the football. They fumbled multiple times. Cam Akers putting it on the ground twice. I want to say they totaled four fumbles, and so that was something that just allowed Tampa Bay right back in it. Prior to Matt Gay kicking that field goal, he missed one early on. So I think they're two separate occasions, but definitely something that the Rams are going to have to pinpoint. Otherwise, a team like the 49ers, who's playing really hot football, is probably going to take advantage of that.
You mentioned the name Cam Akers, and I know that he had the fumbles last week, but there were also times where he looked really explosive. Nick, make it make sense. This guy had an Achilles surgery, 6 months ago, and he's back on the field looking the way he does. How did he do this? What did the Rams do to get this running back in position to contribute down the stretch?
It's amazing. I mean, just to think his road to get back to where he is and how fresh he's looked. I think he's really provided the Rams offense a good jolt that they needed. Not that they didn't run the ball effectively with Sony Michel down the back half, but Cam Akers is, you know, he's just a different type of back. He provides a different wrinkle to the offense. And while he's not like the Deebo Samuel type, he's definitely the like pass catching running back that the Rams didn't have before he kind of came back into the fold. So it kind of adds, you know, some different looks that the Rams can kind of exploit. So, but like you mentioned, just the overall, you know, the road that he had to overcome to get back is just amazing. I mean, it's hard to even put into words, right? I mean, I can't even imagine going through that. And I think Bruce Arians even said like, he suffered a similar injury and he couldn't even fathom that. So,
I mean, amazing. Bruce Arians in a little different situation, but probably still not on the sidelines coaching, you know.
It's
a great story though. No matter what. Nick Cothrell of Sports Illustrated covers the LA Rams. A few more for you here. If you're looking for an under the radar Rams player who the 49ers should watch out for this weekend, who may have an influence and impact that is beyond what is the expectation in this game, who might that be?
I'm kind of leaning Van Jefferson because he's kind of that guy that sneaks in under Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham, and he's really, you know, excelled when teams are looking to cover, you know, kind of the more notable guys. And last week in Tampa Bay, he had a big game, and I just think that he's a guy that kind of gets forgotten about. So there's times where it seems like he breaks free and he has these like plays that are just, you know, 40 yard chuck yards that just kind of come out of nowhere from time to time. So I think he's going to kind of be a guy that when the Rams want to spread out the 49ers, you know, you still have to account for someone like Van Jefferson in addition to kind of the other star power that the Rams can throw at you.
And last one here for you, Nick. Most people on these airwaves, including myself, picking the 49ers this week. What do you foresee on Sunday down at SoFi Stadium?
Man, it's so early, and without the injury reports coming out, it's hard to predict. Truthfully, I've gotten the last two games wrong on on the Rams, picking the Rams. So I'm 0-2 since the playoffs have started. So that tells you kind of where I stand in terms of the picking. But right now, I'm kind of leaning in favor of the Rams, just based on how they've played. When Matthew Stafford plays turnover-free football like he's played the last two games in the playoffs, he really gives them a chance to beat just about anybody. So I'm kind of leaning in favor of the Rams right now. But who knows? Things can change, right, when the final injury reports come out and we see who's healthy, who's not. That may change. But right now, I'm leaning on the Rams.
Yeah, no question. Trent Williams, 49ers left tackle. He's got to play for my confidence in the 49ers to continue to be this high. So, Nick, appreciate you qualifying that statement with your honest predictions earlier on. I think that will satisfy some of the fans here in the Bay Area. And appreciate your time this evening. Do a great job covering the Rams for Sports Illustrated. So I want to thank you for joining us here on KBR tonight.
Thanks for having me, Kerry.
All right, he is Nick Cothrell, and the Rams really do have a good bunch of beat writers. I think we're spoiled here in the Bay Area with the group covering the San Francisco 49ers, a lot of great ones. Matt Maiocco, Matt Barrows, Cam Inman on my list, and the Rams have had a solid group, and we appreciate all the people covering the Rams who've provided their perspective on our airwaves this week. I know Jordan Rodrigue of The Athletic was on earlier. I had Greg Beecham of the Associated Press on earlier. JB Long, play-by-play voice, broke down the Rams, and now Nick Cothrell. So very solid group of people, and no matter what happens on Sunday, we're grateful to them for providing their perspective on this series that, yeah, the 49ers, since the start of the 2019 season, they have owned 6 in a row, looking to make it 7 against Sean McVay. Kyle Shanahan, is he in his head? Well, quite frankly, I think so. But that is neither here nor there. We will find out on Sunday when these two powerhouses meet at SoFi Stadium. When we come back, it's time for our 9 o'clock hour replay. This show is KNBR Tonight. The host, Kerry Crowley. You're listening to KNBR 104.5 680, the sports leader.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.